All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I've drawn a name out of the hat because I had the shock collar last and I can't open the paper. And I got my own name. Shouldn't have opened it. All right. Well, I got the shot caller. While I'm putting that on, Jeff, please read me the shot caller question of the day.
According to the National Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are over 270 million non-fatal workplace injuries that occur in the U.S. every year. And recently, a list came out of the most injury-prone jobs in America. And to be clear, these are different than the most deadly jobs with the highest number of fatalities. Okay. This refers to the jobs where employees have the greatest chance of getting a non-fatal injury while on the clock. Number four is professional chef. Number three is police officers. Number two is electricians. But what's the number one most hazardous job in the U.S.?
Hairstylist. Cut your hands with those scissors. It could be, actually.
And curling irons. I don't know how they don't hurt themselves all the time.
True.
I mean, if you're going to do electrician as second, do you just do general contractors, as like a construction worker?
Yeah, construction worker. Mm-hmm. Also, factory worker.
Yeah.
Those could be injured all the time.
Yeah.
What about a car mechanic? Like, I'm just trying to think of people who have, like, beat up hands or...
Wow, you know, actually, that's a good one because they lift a lot too, right? Like, different parts and...
Yeah, but
stuff drops on
them. You read it one more time. I just want to hear the list again.
A list recently came out of the most injury-prone jobs in America. It's different than the most deadly jobs. I'm talking about the jobs that have the greatest chance of getting a non-fatal injury. Number four is professional chef. Three is police officer. Two is electrician. What's the number one most hazardous job in America?
Because you're just doing nothing but lifting and squatting all day long. Like a UPS driver.
I was just thinking mail
servers. You know, mailman. Post office worker, because they have
and
so many packages.
All the dogs that they have to deal with.
Yeah. What? Oh, dogs.
Dude,
what? I actually was thinking the same thing when Jose, which is
dogs.
Always scary. I'm like, oh God, I'm on the same brain.
Wait. I'm gonna go with a completely different answer than we've talked about.
Really?
Oh, okay.
At all, just because I think I read a long time ago this is a job where people get injured a lot, but loggers.
No, they're the number one most killed.
Well, yeah, I'm going loggers regardless.
Okay.
Loggers.
They also don't die a lot, so.
According to the National Bureau of Labor Statistics, the most injury-prone jobs in America where employees have the highest risk of suffering non-fatal injuries are three is police officers, two is electricians, and the number one most hazardous job with a 13.6 chance that employees will suffer a non-fatal injury is at a work environment where you're extremely likely to get scratched, bitten, or mauled on a daily basis, talking about pet store employees.
Really?
That makes so much sense.
I would have never thought that.
No,
but
me neither.
The dogs did come into play.
Yeah, they did.
Dogs! <Tough job. laughs>
Okay, a listener named Maria emailed us, actually, for the song today. She wants us to sing the Happy Birthday song.
Oh, so I'll sing.
Is it her birthday or just...
Maria. I don't know.
No, she just likes that song.
Just wanted to hear it.
I've never met anybody who that's favorite.
Shot caller's on. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maria. Happy birthday to you.
Wow. That was...
Heartfelt.
You don't get invited to a lot of birthday parties, too.
Not really, no. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Today's show was produced by Steve Coffee Boyd and Jeff Cream DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.